What's going on, world? You know you're here with your boy Hustle. You know you on morning shots, where I'm here to drink about what you can't think about. And I don't make it make sense, I'll let y'all do that. And today, y'all, I want to talk about, like, attention span. Because mine is shit. My shit be getting shorter by, I don't know. And I be wanting to blame a lot of things outside that's a distraction, but it really come down to just if you really want to just be like, you know, you just have a lack of focus. So I went and, you know, I had to do this type of research because I just thought about my podcast. Like, you know, do I reach people with the attention span that I'm looking for instead of just, you know, people who think I'm supposed to go deeper into shit instead of just switch it up real quick? Or for the people who, because you ever had somebody tell you, you ever had somebody be telling you a story, and because you've seen so many episodes of, like, Everybody Hates Chris, or just a TV show that you kind of already knew where it was going? So it's like, now you kind of like, your mind is drifting off other places because you're listening to a story and you feel like you already got it. Now that's like, you know, that's kind of an arrogant thought system of just not being a true listener, but that motherfucker got a short attention span. So it's like, what do you do? Do you expect them to climb up the rope, or you gotta, you know, you gonna pull them up the rope? I don't know. Because I don't know. Like, the shit I'm looking up, it was saying that the average attention span could last, you know, 8 seconds. So I think about it, like, is that 8 seconds listening or 8 seconds like watching something? Like, are you saying that, like, if I'm listening to somebody talk, if they don't intrigue me in the first 8 seconds, I'm probably thinking an extra thought on the side. While I'm over here saying, mm-hmm, and yeah, I'm kind of thinking about, like, damn, did I leave a back door unlocked? And then if a motherfucker just hit you out of nowhere with a question and you over here in mid-daydream about the door, that could be you getting put on the spot of, like, them saying you're not listening to them. Or it could be just like, you know, you got a short attention span. Like, does having a short attention span automatically, like, make you, like, okay, does having a short attention span mean that you're a bad listener? Like, is it a way for me to be a good, for a person to be a good listener with a short attention span? Because even though the person that's doing the talking, they might not be needing you to be 100% there. They probably just need you to be there when they need you to be there. Because I've known there's been people that, like, I've been talking to, and they couldn't have been listening to all the shit I was saying. They had to have been dipping in and out, thinking their own thought that parallel with it, or just thinking about the fucking groceries. Like, damn, I ain't getting no EBT this week. I forgot. And I'm over here telling a story about my road trip. So I just wanted to just, I want to speak for the people who got a short attention span and can't, don't take the time to justify it, to figure it, you know, to start there and then, you know, get better. Because, I mean, I could be up here like, okay, what would help you get, what helps a person, this is what people want to hear, right? What helps a person develop a better attention span, a longer attention span, I guess, so to speak. Well, shit. Y'all don't really need me for that easy shit, y'all. Motherfucker, concentrate. Motherfucker say something to you, you're going to have to repeat their last three words they said three times as you still listening. And just, I don't know what the fuck you got to do. But we are here to figure it out because I'm here for it. So I'm thinking like, okay, what's the best ways to get a longer attention span? Like, is it sleep? Is it because you're not getting enough sleep? You're not getting enough rest? You're stressing your brain? You can't think. You can't remember shit. Are you going through a stressful state where you got a lot of things? Is stuff overwhelming? Stuff be so overwhelming that you have a short attention. Like, really, what is it? I had to figure out mine. Like, might need enough. I might need more sleep. I be forgetting shit. I be thinking about shit. I ain't getting enough sleep. I'm stressed out. Don't be stressed. Get some rest. Meditate. Find a time to pull in all of your thoughts. That way they keep coming back throughout the day. Because you done pulled them all in the beginning of the day instead of just getting them, you get this thought about this girl you should call, but you at Home Depot and now you over here, you gotta find a drill. So then you throw the girl back in the bank and to be forgot. But if you had pulled it in when you was meditating, you look, shit, I feel like I'm helping y'all right now. Or like exercising. Could that be a good cure? Like, you get the body moving. These remedies, we gotta get down. We gotta look, watch this. Like, take it this way. Like, think about like social media. Like, I noticed when I stopped being on social media so much, I was more concentrated into the things that I wasn't given enough concentration, which is like self-explanatory. But even really, because it's like you could be thinking about something and you'll fuck around and read a status, and then you'll be either laughing at it or critiquing it or, whatever you're doing in your brain that you forget what you're really doing in real life. I had a time I'm watching a video. But before I watch the video, I'm sitting here like, I'm kind of looking at it. It doesn't even have my attention. I'm thinking about like what I want to eat. I'm about to go in the kitchen. I got three things I could select from to eat. What do I want to eat? Then once I come up with what I want to eat, I still ain't moved yet, y'all. Got the fucking phone in my hand, I guess. So think about, okay, what I'm gonna drink. I'm gonna drink some pop or I'm gonna grab a water. So it's like, nah, I done settled on water. I get up, I'm still looking at the video. I'm in action mode. I'm laughing and thinking and only can remember to get the water. So I get the water and I'm literally like dumbfounded. Like, man, what the fuck did I come here to eat? And that's when I really started thinking like, okay, my attention span is slipping. Because this shit was just happening too often, y'all. So, I mean, if this is happening to y'all too, we gotta figure this out, y'all. Like, what keeps... I hate to keep just jumping subjects and shit, but y'all know to think about it on y'all know the slogan. But what keeps our attention? Like, I could be thinking helly thoughts right now, and I'm still trying to get this one out smooth as possible to where a person can get something from it or hear a perspective or get a laugh or have a reason to disagree, just so I can, I'm just striking matches, striking thoughts. So me trying to do that shit at like a million miles a minute, my attention span damn near gotta be shortened because I don't want to get no too long a spiel because you don't want to lose people attention and you don't want to give your attention to something too. I'm telling y'all, like, y'all see how social media is, man. I mean, think about it. Like, imagine TikTok telling y'all that they noticing that videos that last longer than a minute are becoming, in a word, stressful. Like, what? A motherfucker was like, yeah, this 60 seconds of mine is too much. This video way too long. They should have just said it real quick. Because a month, like, what keeps people attention span like the longest? Y'all know I'm gonna throw that shit out there. I'm gonna try to speak from my own point of view, but also just in general, because I don't just want to feel like I'm being selfish with the thoughts. But I would say What keeps people attention in the video? Like most time it'd be unjust injustice. Like I done seen times where I done sat and watched a somebody get pulled over illegally and then the cop just being an asshole and I'm just captivated, even though it's just a long drawn out talk, you just captivated off the injustice part. Video boring as hell, but you're still watching it. What's capturing your attention? The context or the word, or you know? I'm trying to figure all this shit off of my podcast, but yeah. Sex. You see a girl twerking, you might watch the video. Even though you didn't see the 100 girls twerk. Just watching this like what keeps my attention span? I don't know if any of y'all seen it, but they got these videos on TikTok where this dude just he like professionally cleans rugs. So it'll be like a fast forwarded session of just him scrubbing it down with the bubbles and then he'll wash it off and scrub it down with the vacuum bubbles and you wash it down. It's just repetitive nature of him cleaning this carpet. And I'll just, you know, shit keeps my attention. Crazy, ain't it? What else? Or like getting money strategies. I used to get capped. I used to listen to all of those things where people used to tell me about the Roth IRA, and then you get the LLC, you dump the other LLC into the LLC, you take that IEN, you go get you a fleet of cars. Then after that, you put that in the other business name that you started with the other. And I was like, whoa. Shit wasn't even soaking in that. All that well, but it was keeping my attention. So I started like paying attention to that. As well as like does a short attention span mean that you can't be organized? Or on the other side, it means that you'll probably be good at multitasking better. So I'm reaching, y'all. I'm saying, like, what would a short attention span just what type of brackets they be trying to put us in? So we can either accept our bracket or we get better, y'all. Cause like I said, the average attention span, they said it was like 8 seconds. I don't know if they were talking about listening or if you watching something or which maybe even when you're doing shit, if it ain't captivating you in 8 seconds, you might just put the shit down. Fuck building that shelf. Instructions was getting crazy, y'all. I just stopped. But like they say, I think they said something about like kids. Like at best, a kids would have like 3 times, like whatever their age is, they would have like 3 times that I think they said, as far as the attention span. And I think they meant it in seconds. Maybe minutes. I think they meant it in minutes. So say if you got like a I'm gonna pick a reasonable number. Say if you had like a 7-year-old boy at his peak, they say that he could have up to like 21 minutes attention span. So that's, you know, that's why I think they got cartoons. And they make them like a certain amount of time, and then you throw the commercials in there. I don't know if you ever noticed, but a cartoon really be only like 20 minutes, 22 minutes. Mostly everything be 22 minutes. All the other time is be the commercials in between. Fuck a theme song. Shit, crazy. Blew me away too, y'all. I think I'm watching 30 minutes of shit. So it's like, I took it upon myself to really just go. I had to just go Google this shit up for a whole day. And, you know, I try to 101 this shit with somebody before I gather my own thoughts and come and bring y'all episodes, y'all. But it's like, I believe that some people, they got a longer attention span for drama than they got for laughter. Like, you'll crack a funny joke, them niggas be like, ha, yeah, but shit, that other shit, man, that was some other, I don't like that shit. Like, nigga, we laughing. Laugh at the joke, bro. How you back on? No, that shit was funny though, man. But no, I don't like that shit, man. They got more attention for, and that's just people, you know. Whether you call it safety or spectacle, I'm telling you, it feels like a comedy show. And the fight broke out. If I had to put my money on FanDuel, I'd be like, look, my bet is that more people gonna be engaged with that fight than your jokes. And it could be two midgets fighting. It will capture their attention span more because I think attention span is solely justified based off the whole predictability. You see what I'm saying? So I would say that people with a short attention span foresee predictability more than others, or are turned off by predictability, I would say. Like a bold statement, ain't it? But fuck all that. They said that as far as attention span, the average attention span, it was like up to like 30 minutes with a child, up to like a little bit over an hour, probably like an hour 15 minutes for like young adults, teenager, and then for adults it was like a little bit, just a little bit over an hour, but not that far, but a little bit lower. So it was like, the young adults' attention span was, they said, longer than even adults, because I mean adults is for, the predictability. Like adults kind of know how stuff gonna go, so they don't want to watch it. Like it'd be the young adults who be captivated and their attention be into stuff like, the BET Awards, or just the stuff that go on. We make a, you see people make a big deal out of stuff, even with holidays. Older people, they keep the older ones. I don't want to get too far into that, man. Y'all know my attention span short. I end up telling y'all about Christmas, but I can see that. Like, and even I might not be the average adult, y'all. My attention span might be a little bit lower. Like, my attention span might be like 40 minutes. And that's really true. I don't like to make a podcast longer than that. I don't like to listen to a podcast longer than that. If it happens, that's what's up. If it keep my attention, hey, that's what's up. But shit, we didn't all fell asleep in the movie theater. But we didn't do it on Avengers: Infinity War. We didn't do it then. 'Cause it was a goddamn fight every 2 minutes. It was a half a fight. My attention span, listen. But I done seen so many, action movies and superhero movies. Not to say I done seen the most or all of them, but I done seen so many that, I'm already the predictability of it's just about to be a fight. I'm already watching that, but now my attention span has shortened out. So now I'm looking at something else. I'm noticing all the collateral damage in the movie. Like, they just knocked down 17 buildings doing a move. He was flipping. Person be trying to tell me, oh, where Thor really came from and how it all started in the comics, and I'm sitting here, my attention span is shortened out on that shit. So it's like, but I think they said that the attention span for listening was longer than the attention span like watching something. So I can imagine the attention span of just reading. 'Cause reading, listen, y'all, is very fundamental. Some say it's easy, some say it's difficult. And I believe the difficult part just relies in the attention span that was, if it's keeping your attention. Like, people probably would love to read books, but they really just want to read the juicy parts, and then they want to get to it how they want to get to it. Like, nobody really want to eat the lettuce on the burger, but they put it in there in the middle. If they put it on top, we take it off the bun immediately. Y'all know where I'm going with this. I'll fuck around, mix up a whole sandwich to show y'all what I'm getting to. But motherfuckers want to get to the real shit first. Motherfuckers will fast forward through a whole interview just to hear what a person say about one topic. You can call it time management, or you can call it low attention span. Like, motherfucker don't want to even wait. He'll forget what he listened to this motherfucker for because he didn't watch 20 minutes and talk about some childhood shit. So it's like, when I think about it in the podcasting world, I do this podcasting shit. Like, I think about, like, what keeps me tuned in? Like, is it the people? Is it the content? Is it just the delivery? Like, do I just watch some shit just because of how it's getting delivered? Of course, I watch Charleston. He just be saying crazy shit. I kind of get what he's saying, but it's just how he said it. It's fucking rude as hell, and that's what we need. Fuck it. Talk your shit. Other people might be insensitive to the shit. Like, he could have said it this way. It's how you say it. You don't just be, and it's like, all right, man, hey, that's why, I'm glad it still kept your attention. But you see, it kept your attention. Or, it could be the background. What keeps a person attention? Attention span. We talking about attention span. See, my shit just be, I be looping out. I'm about to talk about an episode or some shit. I don't know, feeling connected? Shit. It could be their voice. I promise you, I didn't know if I like Rick Ross for real. But I like this voice. Pause. Nigga had a voice for the rapping shit. Motherfuckers can say shit you don't like, but they just say it in the voice. Like me, I couldn't listen to my attention span was like it wasn't all that good for like people like Meek Mill and like no disrespect, but like Meek Mill and I wasn't a big fan of Boosie like that. And it was really just like, their voices, I couldn't listen to it for a long period of time. It's a lot of people I couldn't listen to. Felt like it was just a yelling or just a voice, So it's like my attention span, like, that's what. A person could be interested in some stuff that they probably not interested in, but it just keep they, you know, they keep they, if they keep their attention, then, that's what would come of it. That's what really like free learning is about. Like, if you could learn about anything, okay, find something you can learn about that'll really keep your attention and then just dive fully into that. I got to a point where it was nothing that would just, I could foresee it keeping my attention. And it's like, fumbled the shit or let it go or however you want to put it. So it's like, okay, real quick, worst case scenario for a motherfucker with a short attention span. I'm thinking, what would be the worst things I would think about a person if I noticed that they had a short attention span? That's what I'm trying to, okay, fuck it. I'm gonna think they might not be reliable. Because of short attention span, I'm gonna think you're forgetting. You a forgettable motherfucker. Hey. Short attention span, I don't know. Short attention span could damn near, it could relate to slow reaction. Because you ain't really, you know, you ain't, your attention is probably at any time divided. I don't know. What? Say bad listener. Yeah. Well, attention, you're not listening to what I'm saying. You're not keeping up. You keep going in the fucking daydream land. You could say that they're an overthinker. Okay. Or say that they rude. But like okay, fuck it. Overthinker. Say you're over okay, they say you're overthinker. If you got short attention span. You're thinking too much. It's not even like overthinking. You're just you're like calamity thoughts. I don't know. You're just sporadically thinking. I don't know. But is a long attention span ever too bad? Can a long attention span be anything less than just a good listener? Like, how do you say that a person has a long attention span? You say that they got their doctorate. You'll say, what? Because that's what you would think, that a person with a long attention span, that they just, you know, they keep, you know, they're passionate. That's what we call them. Fuck it, we say that they passionate. Because they got a long ass attention span. No, you can't. That's making this okay. That's passionate. You're passionate because you have a long attention span. Yeah, you dedicated yourself, your attention to this. Yeah. I think that can, yeah, I think that works. Passionate. Tell them they passionate. This nigga got a long ass attention span, y'all. What's wrong with this nigga? No, he's just passionate. Yeah, focused. Yeah, call him focused. Unfocused is when you have a short attention span, right? Do we say that? Do we correlate those? Because it's like me, I had got to the point where I was like, because I don't really want to talk for too much longer, y'all. Running out of thoughts. I'm about to rerun over thoughts. But I had got to the point where I was like, you know, yeah, I got, you know, yeah, I got a short attention span. What the fuck we even talking about? So I was like, well then, okay, since motherfuckers is mad at me having a short attention span, then look, this homo set the street down. What deserves my attention? I'm about to stop giving so much shit my attention because, I mean, it's not appreciating me trying, and I keep getting knocked off by other thoughts because I'm just, you know, I'm just thinking. I'm a what? They want to call me an overthinker, or so understanding what I do with thought. Like, I mean, I might trail off with a thought. Forget the context in which I was just using it. I was just using it as like a bulletin point on the list, making this outline, but now I'm talking about it, and then now I gotta retrieve back to be like, but back to the topic. Like, I'm one of them back to the topic ass motherfuckers. Cause I won't get off topic, but I get in depth. Fuck it. So I was like, I got a little attention span. I can't, you know, completely give my attention to all of this shit. So now I'm about to cut the branches. That's just, well, you know, I don't think it deserves my thought now. I gotta be inconsiderate to a lot of this shit because it's distracting me from all of this other shit that's getting distracted by all of this other shit. And since, okay. We just call all of this stuff just distractions. I'm about to just start, cut down what I allow to distract me. But what if that's a person, like, what if somebody's talking to me and I'm thinking of something way better than what I'm saying? And instead of me just really trying to balance, my mistake for just, you saying something and it made me think of something and now I'm kind of thinking of that and you're rambling, talking about things that don't matter. That's when I really click out, because I click out like, okay, you talk about some shit that don't matter. I click out. I go into my thought. If I catch you, voice tempo or any type of question coming along and you say it to me, I try to come back and click in time. But if I be like, man, all right, what are we talking about? That just sound rude as fuck, right? Hey, what are we talking about? No, man, now I gotta explain myself because I'm fucking, my attention span too short for your story that was uninteresting. And I don't want to, like, I don't want to do this debacle stuff. So it has to come out that my attention span is short. But, all right, I'm supposed to be a good listener, so it is still my fault a little bit, but shit could have been handled better. You could have just told me what you was talking about and respected that I forgot, or I kind of like daydream. Like, some people got to respect that a person daydream and not mind saying something. Like, say that's what you say. Like, it ain't that I didn't hear you. I heard you saying shit. It's like if I heard a tires riding down the road. I heard it, but I wasn't listening. It wasn't processing. It's like when you hear the air conditioning on at night. It's like, I'm not listening to it, but I can hear it. I'm not listening to that. I can't help it. I hear you. But I don't want people to take my moments of short attention spannedness the wrong way. Because it come down to like explanations when certain shit happen. And it's like, you can't always tell people the truth of just like how you truly feel. Like, it's not that I'm mad at the situation. It's like, it's not that it's you. Like, I would have said it to anybody. But what you're saying, it really don't move me. If you wanted some advice, you should have let off with a question. If you wanted to tell me the story, you should let off with, hey, I'm about to tell you this story. Please listen to the whole thing. Say that as your intro. Other than that, I should be free to really listen to you and still, I got to balance my problems. You telling me that your light switch broke and I'm in here thinking like, did I pay consumers this month? So, yeah, I don't want to get, because you'll come to find out, I might not even have an attention span. I don't even have an attention span for anger. I'd stop giving a fuck when I stop listening to you. And that's like, I would want somebody to say that to me. You don't really have to give me no crazy judgments on my shit. I accept constructive criticism. But if you just start rambling and just start hating, I'm going to tell you, I really don't got the attention span to hear all of that shit. I'm tuning it out. I want to save you, save your breath. Like a motherfucker telling you, that he was late for work. Like, bro, I already know the story. You just said it. You was late for work. You about to give me a whole bunch of insignificant details. So say something dope, like somebody fell out the car. That way you can keep my attention. Or don't tell me that story. I got to think about how many points I might got at my job. Like, you don't know what people be having to think when you start relaying yourself to them, man. So don't blame people for having a short attention span. I gave y'all a couple digits. about attention spans and how good you just go test your kids. Go test your kids' attention span. However you want to do it, however you want to draw up a trial, and then you can measure it like that. Like make them do something for 30 minutes and see if they can do it, but don't make them do it. And then see how long they do it before they get distracted with some other shit like their phone or somebody, or they hungry now, or they just want to be distracted from this shit. Like, I don't know how y'all going to run these tests, but I'm just saying, y'all. The attention span is getting crazy, y'all. And another thing. Listen, y'all, don't tell nobody. But listen, what if they trying to steal our attention span? Just do everything. Like, if they made longer commercials, then we would be forced to have longer attention spans. They need to get rid of the skip button so they can make y'all, because they really just putting y'all through just clips. That's why they give you so many clips of, like, they give you like 3 commercials in 30 seconds. Remember when you had a good old fashioned long ass commercial? Yeah, I think, I don't know, man. I seen an Energizer Bunny commercial so fast, it was just like he just made a right angle and then the commercial was over. But yeah, y'all, think about that. That's the next Netflix movie, y'all. They trying to steal our attention span, and it's just gonna be like a movie about a lot of shit happening within a month, but motherfuckers just can't seem to remember, and it's crazy shit, but they just getting so much information that they're forgetting what, like, even they forget the pattern. So it's like, it was, the movie just comes down to being, it's like, it's this tool being out here used to just really make people forget, and then you'll forget, and they'll make it where they can control a dial to just, like, even what you forget. Like, they could just make you just forget all type of social injustices. Because it'll just give you stuff on the linear of it, but just not it, but just so much of it that you'll just damn near forget. Like, damn, you'll feel like it happened 1,000 years ago. Because I used to think that when it was like, I really thought this. I promise y'all, I thought this before I heard about it. But I thought that was like, what if they just named it Black Panther? That way when you Google Black Panther, it'll take you to the movie instead of to the, into like actual. Because it's like, you see that with a lot of stuff, like, when you hear about, like, you listen to Billy Carson and he say words and he talk about the Sumerian tablets and then he start naming these names, and I'll be like, I heard this name in a comic book. This is the name of a Asgard. Or I hear the word, when they talk about the cube, whatever the cube was called, and I was like, what? Why? They using it, like, I be hearing this same lingo. When I watch these, like, action, these superhero movies, it'd be used to describe something with power, and, like, that's crazy. So that was just my own, that's just my attention span, just getting lost in a bunch of stuff and coming up with a statement of, just like, this is what I came up with. So, yeah, yo, I really don't want to, my attention span getting short right now for this, the slogan. But like I said, until next time, I need y'all to have a triple blessed time.